All this week, we've been hearing about our state's rapid growth in our new series, Our Changing Idaho. Every day, about 19 people move to Boise, and that growth is creating a housing crunch in the Treasure Valley. That means farmland is being gobbled up by subdivisions and warehouse stores like Costco. As Amanda Peacher reports, Idaho is one of several states in our region with no state plan to protect farmland.
Glenn Edwards is almost done with today's work on his farm outside of Meridian, Idaho. He's using his tractor to deliver hay to his cows.
They know it's time to eat.
Edwards grew up here farming with his dad. He and his wife raised five kids who helped milk cows and plant hay seed. Edwards loves the farming life.
When you plant a crop, and as long as you're doing everything right, you can actually see the benefits of your efforts and your labors.
He's 63 and moving slower these days, and he'd love for his sons to inherit the farm.
I was hoping they both would. They could have worked together. They'd get along great.
But it looks like that's not going to happen. Edwards is in the same hard spot that many small farmers face. He can't afford to turn the farm over to his sons and retire.
There's not enough land here to make a living to support three families.
A regional poll showed that Treasure Valley residents are really worried about disappearing farmland. But Idaho is also a big property rights state. There are few regulations here to prevent farms from turning into subdivisions, and farmers can make a pretty penny if they sell. Jim Barton lives a couple hours east of Boise on a remote cattle ranch near Cary, Idaho.
Those developers got some money, and they come to those farmers and say, hey, I'll pay you a boatload of money for this farm. Well, that farmer looks at his old wife and says, honey, we haven't made that in the whole time we've been here.
Barton and his wife run the ranch that he inherited from his parents.
We run mother cows on and raise alfalfa hay.
A few years ago, Barton was approached by the Nature Conservancy. His ranch sits on remote rangeland, and the environmental group wanted to protect the wildlife there.
Boy, I didn't want nothing to do with them. You know, I just figured it was a bunch of do-gooders that wanted to kick you off the range, and no hunting, no fishing, no cattle grazing or nothing.
Barton watched some of his friends make deals with the nonprofit, and he warmed up to the idea. But there was something else.
The money.
Barton agreed to what's called a conservation easement.
They would buy you an easement off the place for so much an acre, and you ran the place just like you normally would.
He signed a contract essentially giving up development rights on his land. That means no subdivisions, no malls, no nothing.
That's what we wanted anyway. We're not planning on building a golf course.
The money came from the Nature Conservancy, plus some federal dollars kicked in as well. It allowed Barton to expand, and the ranch now supports his generation and his daughter's family.
You want to go see the baby calf?
I do want to do that. Can I come with you?
Yeah.
Barton's 3-year-old granddaughter, Jordan, is leading the way to the pen where the calves are held.
Moo! He says moo.
Her grandpa helps her hold a bottle of milk out for a mottled black and white calf.
Tip it up a little.
Not all farms contain valuable wildlife habitat that will attract groups like the Nature Conservancy. That's why more than half of our states have created state-funded easements instead. However, Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho don't have working programs, and farming advocates here in Idaho are lobbying for that to change. But even if that happens, it'll probably be too late for farmer Glenn Edwards.
There is a for sale sign on this place.
He's not in a hurry to sell. But at 63, he's getting tired of farming 12 or 14-hour days.
I would like to spend some of that time in the evenings with my wife or with my grandkids, because that's what life's about.
When he does sell, he plans to keep a few acres on a little hill for his family. They can look out on the land that he grew up on, the land that he inherited, and watch what it becomes. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
And Amanda Peacher from our Mountain West News Bureau is joining me live in studio now with this. Thank you, Amanda, for coming in today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
So let's talk about the disappearing farmland, specifically in the Treasure Valley, because that's where it seems to be going the fastest. And so where are we losing it the fastest?
Well, I think it's important to point out that Idaho is still very much an agricultural
state. Our economy is very much fueled by not only potatoes, but mint in Canyon County, onions, seed is also really big in Nampa and beyond. So, I mean, I think we lose a lot if we don't have places for farmers to continue to farm. So there remains a number of family farms in Canyon County, but in Ada County, I hear people saying that they feel like Ada County is pretty much a lost cause. And yet there are still over 8,000 farms in the Treasure Valley area. So, you know, there are some opportunities to retain some of that land that remains.
So best bet would be the Canyon County area. Is that where we're thinking we would see more of these farms being able to sustain?
That's the discussion that I'm hearing from farming advocates and even from Canyon County leaders and Nampa leaders that, you know, they really want to make a point of having some policies in place to preserve ag land out there.
And you spoke with the mayor of Nampa, correct?
Right. And so we were talking a little bit about how Ada and Canyon County and the municipalities within don't necessarily have specific policies that say you can or cannot develop this farmland here. I mean, there's zoning and there are comprehensive plans, there are blueprints. But, you know, I asked Nampa Mayor Debbie Kling specifically if there was anything that she or other city leaders could do to prevent development of farmland. Here's what she said.
We don't have any zoning or any ordinances or anything in place really at this time that supports the preservation of ag ground. Well, from a zoning standpoint, obviously we can say we cannot rezone, correct? If it's ag, we could choose not to rezone it.
Does that happen, though?
It has not been happening.
And that's what I'm hearing kind of across the board. I mean, a commissioner could take a hard stance if a developer had some land that used to be farmland and say, no, I vote no. But that could bring some legal issues for the county.
So what are other states doing to deal with this problem? Because you had mentioned in your story that more than half of the U.S. states have programs that actually help farmers stay on their land.
Right. And so most of those programs are state-funded easement programs. So what happens is the legislature of that particular state says, okay, we support this. We want taxpayers to fund it. They create a pool of money. And then a farmer, if she wants to stay on her land, she can apply for an easement. And she gets a windfall. Usually that's matched with some federal dollars that essentially says, I'm not going to develop this land. I'm going to keep it in perpetuity as farmland, or it could be for wildlife habitat. There's a variety of reasons. But the idea is that that money, that benefit, helps make up for some of the cost of that person loses if they don't sell.
So you had mentioned in your piece that there are some groups in Idaho that want something like that. How likely are we to see something like this in Idaho?
Well, you know, it's something that's just being talked about at this point. I brought it up with Mayor Kling. She's a big advocate for this kind of idea. She says that this is something she really wants to see.
I think our state needs to be looking at it, because if you look at agriculture and food production was the number one economic driver of our state for the longest time. And it's very important to our state. And so how do you sustain that? And, you know, if we want to continue to have ag ground and let that be a major driver in our state, then we need to decide how we're going to sustain it.
And that's the bottom line.
Right. And, you know, the benefit of an easement program is that it's voluntary. And so you don't have anybody saying, hey, you must do this with your private property, which floats a little bit better than any
right,
kind of regulation
right.
in our state. Right. But it is voluntary. So there are no assurances that farmland will be retained under that system.
Huh. This is an interesting but complicated issue, and I appreciate you looking into it. Amanda Peacher with our Mountain West News Bureau, thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And tomorrow, we continue our series, Our Changing Idaho. We will be looking at an Idaho town that not only isn't growing, it's shrinking. So that's tomorrow. So make sure you join us then.